We looked at the banner earlier on in the service. We had the opportunity to see the whole big picture. We saw the banner in all its entirety, and it was great to be able to do that. But I wonder as well whether we noticed the detail. Did you notice when we talked about the corn that there on the banner, just there, did you notice the little mouse? The attention to detail, if you haven't had a chance to come and look at the banner already, come and look at this banner and look at all of it. Look at the detail around the edges. Look at the leaves. Look at the grapes. But I want you as well to look at this little mouse, because I think the attention to detail that Kay's put into that is quite stunning. Sometimes we miss the little things in life. There was an artist, and he was called Terence Tennyson Cuneo. And there was something very specific about him. He used to paint many different pictures. In fact, the range of things that Terence painted is a huge sort of scope. He painted industrial landscapes. He painted individual portraits and so on. But what he's particularly known for, and this is a statue of him that I think was at Waterloo Station for many years. What he's particularly known for is one particular detail that he used to paint in all his pictures beyond a certain date. It's here on the statue as well. He used to paint a little mouse. And you might have a picture of an industrial workshop where they're building a steam locomotive or something that's somewhere around, and it used to become a kind of like a spot the mouse kind of competition. He used to paint somewhere a little mouse, and you can see here on this this statue, there's just a bit hard to see, but there's just a little mouse just down there by his feet. Sometimes we need to look for the detail and realize that when we see it, there is something bigger behind. When we look at this food, perhaps it's a reminder to us of creation, a reminder of the beauty and the bounty of all the good things that God gives to us. But maybe we also need to recognize at times that we need to look within the detail to the fact that there is a creator. When we have our Weetabix in the morning, when we have our cornflakes, to realize that there is one who has actually made them for us. And also, as well as looking at the detail to find the bigger picture behind, sometimes to realize that there are sometimes things in life that are worth looking for that we don't always see. Sometimes when we come at an event like this, like Harvest, and we think of the goodness of God, we think of sweet corn, and we think of tinned tomatoes, and we think of all the lovely things that are here laden on this table. But we need to make sure that we don't lose sight of the detail of the God who loves us. But in the background, there is also a cross. Perhaps not so easy to spot in day-to-day life, but the cross of a creator who not only loves us and gives us everything we need for our daily food, but who loves us to the extent that he was willing to send his son to die for us. A God whose love is so great for us that he was willing to give the best thing he could for our sake. And maybe when we have our breakfast cereal or what it is that we're having for lunch, to think that not only is the Creator God a marvelous, bountiful God of creation, but he's a God who loves us and draws us through his Son into a relationship with him. Sometimes the detail of the bigger picture is worth looking for. And maybe in our own lives as well, as we go through life in this world thinking, well, how can we actually live for a God like that? How can we show that kind of love to those around us? Maybe there are the big things that we can do, the big projects that we can get involved in. But what about the smaller things as well? What about supporting Roger and saying, actually, Roger, you know what, all those people who are there in the hospice, I'd love to be supporting them. They won't know who I am, but I'd just love to support you so that the love of God can be reached out through your actions, through running that half marathon. What about praying for Jenny as she goes to France on Thursday, or for Ellie and for Edward as they seek to stand up and speak out about environmental issues and stewardship of creation? What are the things that we can do this week that will make a difference? as we came in, many of us walked today, and we had that opportunity to recognize that we were here doing our bit for getting our sticker. And thank you very much, Rachel Williams, for organizing these for us and encouraging us to do that. And sometimes it's in the small actions that we can support people. What about looking out for people, though? Perhaps some of us came on a bike, perhaps some of us walked, but for some of us today, we'd have come in a wheelchair. And life actually can be really hard. Because for many of us, if we're running a bit late, we just speed up. If we're thinking we've got to go somewhere, we just do it. And if we're in a hurry, we just do it faster. But for some, actually, life is a struggle on a daily basis. And actually just getting up and having a shower, just getting dressed, putting on the tights, putting on the socks, it's actually hard going day after day after day. And maybe one of the things that we can do to support each other is just to be on the lookout for those little things that we can do. Did you notice Agnes in the video? Here it is, an international video about world mission. And what do they show? They show a lady who's clearly got a problem with one of her eyes there pumping up the tire of one wheelchair for one person. Because it's in the small actions in life that make the difference. This is how we see God in action, pumping up the wheelchair tire for a person who's struggling to do it themselves. God has called us to do it. So I'm going to encourage one young person, come and join with me, and we're going to build up some muscles, and we're going to have a visual illustration as well, because here today, this tire, I reckon that's about 40 pounds per square inch. That would seem about right. But this one here, flat as a pancake. Okay. Now, for whoever was going to use this wheelchair next, that's going to be a problem. So who's feeling big and strong? Who's going to come and pump up the tyre? Josue, there you go, first hand up. So first thing you need to do is you have to find the dust cap, okay? And I'm going to put the brake on. Right, now the dust cap, do you know where that is? Yeah, so you have to undo that with your fingers. That's the little bit just here.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. So you have to undo that bit first. Right, and then we get this, and this has got two ends, so that's it. Thank you. So if you put the black end, and we have to just put this over this valve here. Yep. And then we pull. Okay, and do you want to start? This is called a stirrup pump. Do you want to start pumping that? Right, okay, that's about 10. You've got to get it all the way to 40. That's on 17. 20. One of the ways we can support people is to encourage them and cheer them on. Okay, we're up to 30. 32. 34. 35. 38. 39. 40. Well done. Well done. Lovely. Well done. And then you put the dust cap on. There we go. Why are we spending time watching Josue pump up a tyre? Because this week we're going to have little things to do that will, one, not seem very significant possibly, and two, will take effort and time. And it's in those ways that often we show the compassion and love of God that he longs us to reach out to.